Right now, many churches are planning their budgets for the next fiscal year. Your church can support the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. by joining the Issues Etc. 300. We're looking for 300 congregations to include $1,000 in their mission or advertising budgets. Find out more about the Issues Etc. 300 on the support page of our website, issuesetc.org. Don't miss your congregation's budget deadline. Download the flyer and present it to your congregation today.
My faith is a big part of who Herman Cain is.
Amazing grace will always be my song of praise.
I think it's outrageous that they will not support him because he is a Mormon.
Why didn't Christ return on October 21? It seems embarrassing for family radio, but God was in charge of everything.
What confessional Lutheranism has is that clear teaching of Christ alone. Solus Christus, Christ for us.
Thank you for providing theology for clerical collar, white collar, and blue collar.
Had you told me, even a decade ago, that at some point we were going to see a Mormon invited to preach, I don't even know if you can call this preaching, deliver a message at a Sunday service at a big Christian church right in the center of the buckle of the Bible Belt, I would have told you, not in my lifetime. Now, had you told me that that Mormon would be, 10 years ago, Glenn Beck, I would have been shocked and surprised. I've been listening to Glenn Beck for 10 years, not so much lately, for a lot of reasons if you listen to this program, but 10 years ago, he was just a very entertaining talk show host. Not very political, certainly not very religious. I found his story compelling, his story of addiction recovery, and he was just hilarious. And at the time, this is 10 years ago or so, he had probably the most cutting-edge talk show that there was on radio. It was just interesting to listen to. And here we are, 10 years later, and he is a definitively Christian, or he thinks he's Christian, a definitively religious figure. He is, however, also a Mormon. He thinks he's a Christian, and he's a religious figure. Now, I don't know what you think about Glenn Beck's politics, but I find far more interesting and, to be quite honest with you, far more disturbing what he has to say on matters of religion. And it wasn't too long ago, quite recently, down in Arlington, Texas, at High Point Church, that Glenn Beck gave the message during their We Stand With Israel service. It was a Sunday morning service, no doubt about it. And he gave the message. Now, we're going to listen to that message here in this hour of Issues Etc. on this Monday afternoon, November the 7th. I invite your questions, your comments, and your reaction. 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. You can send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org. We do get your emails right here in real time, talkback@issuesetc.org. You can send us a tweet @issuesetc, or go to our Facebook fan page and leave your reaction, your question, or your comment on Glenn Beck's message at High Point Church in Arlington, Texas, during their We Stand With Israel service on a recent Sunday morning. Facebook.com/issuesetc, Facebook.com/issuesetc. Listen for a couple things here. Glenn's going to start with his testimony. But I want you to keep this picture firmly in your mind as you listen to Glenn Beck deliver this message in a Christian church to an audience of Christian, and I think they have a rabbi on hand because I hear in the message he invites the rabbi up on the stage as well. This is a Mormon preaching to Christians. He's going to talk a lot about Israel a little later in his message. He's going to begin with his testimony where he actually talks about believing in Jesus as his Savior. He's going to go on to mention private revelations. He hears from God. He says God actually wakes him up in the middle of the night most nights, telling him to do this or do that. And he's going to rally everybody around a Zionist cause to thunderous applause and to the overt blessing of the pastor there at High Point, a Mormon. delivering a message to Christians. This isn't on the mall in Washington, D.C. This isn't on the radio or on his television cable, his, what shall we say, internet television program. This is in a church on Sunday morning. I want you to keep that picture in your mind as we listen. Glenn Beck delivering a message at High Point Church in Arlington, Texas. The occasion, one Sunday morning, the service was, "We Stand with Israel." He begins with his testimony.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me and inviting me. And Pastor, thank you. Thank you for leading a congregation that will stand and do the right thing. I know that you have stood against the storm for quite some time. And as people are finding out in New York, including my family today, storms can be pretty nasty, but if you're prepared and you know what's true and you know what's what matters, you will stand and you will thrive. I will tell you that everything he said at the beginning of the service, where he asked you to raise your hand, if he asked you to, there was a part of me that wanted to be an octopus because I ran out of hands to put all over me. Because I'm like, well, I need to do that one, too. It's like some weird spiritual twister game all of a sudden. But I want to start by testifying to you that the Lord Jesus Christ is my Savior and Redeemer.
Now, remember, this would not be unusual at all to hear from a Christian preacher in a Christian church to confess Jesus Christ as Savior and Redeemer. But don't you have to ask yourself, when that testimony is coming not from a Christian pastor, but from a Mormon, what he means by almost all the words in that sentence? I want to testify to you that Jesus Christ, stop there, is the Jesus Christ of Christianity. He's in a Christian church, the same Jesus Christ of Mormonism, and vice versa. Is my Savior and my Redeemer. You can take both those words too and ask the same question. Do Mormons believe, are they taught and believe the same things that Christians are with respect to the meaning of those words when applied to Jesus Christ, Savior and Redeemer? On the surface, you could mistake it for a Christian testimony or confession of faith, but this is most decidedly not a Christian man making this confession. And yet, he gets applause. I guess that's applause for being close enough.
I was about as low as I could possibly get. I had violated absolutely everything he had asked me to do. I was riddled with addiction. And there was no hope. It was what Moses talked about. Choose life or death. When I was down on my apartment that I could barely afford, I was down on my apartment floor. I think it was $700 a month, and I could not make ends meet. And I was on the floor, rolled up in a ball, and I had nowhere else to turn. I had a choice, life or death. I turned it over to him. And I remember when I got into the waters of baptism, in my head, I was shouting at the Lord.
Now, he'll go on to talk about what he was actually shouting at the Lord. But there are a couple of things here you need to note. Now, first of all, we ought to simply rejoice when anybody, regardless of their politics or their religious persuasion, is able to break the chain of addiction. Now, I think Glenn Beck spent a lot of time with Alcoholics Anonymous. He had a real problem, and he talked about it. He's talked about it for years on the radio. But it does sound a lot like kind of your typical Christian testimony that you'll hear in any evangelical church. This is how bad it was for me. It was so bad I was at rock bottom. This is the rock bottom story. And then I had no place else to turn. I was going to keep doing this and die. Or the only choice, the only other choice I had was to turn everything over to him. Now, again, the him is a big question mark. He'll say Jesus. He'll say the Lord. He'll say God. But remember, in the lexicon of Mormonism, all those words have different meanings than they do in the Christian scriptures. All those words have different meanings. Now, I'll grant this. I don't know if Glenn Beck is an inconsistent Mormon. That is, he's a Mormon who doesn't believe what Mormons really believe. He actually believes what Christians believe. Or if he's an inconsistent Christian. That is, he thinks he's a Christian, but he's actually a Mormon. I don't know which one he is. I just think you got to ask those questions probably before you let him talk to your church on Sunday morning, don't you think? Probably before. I can be fairly certain that if he were, say, a Democratic senator who happens to be an evangelical Christian, they'd ask him more questions before they let him address the congregation on Sunday morning. So he's rolled up in the floor in his $700 a month apartment that he can't afford. His life has gone down the toilet, and he's been flushing it the whole time, and he's been drinking his life away. And he knows right at this moment that it is life or death. That's going to be a theme of Glenn Beck's message that we're listening to on this hour of Issues Etc. this Monday afternoon, November the 7th. A Mormon preaching to Christians a little bit later about Jews. We'll be right back. Hey, St. Louis listeners, our local affiliate, AM 1320, Bot Radio Network, lowers its signal power at 445 until the end of the year, but you can still listen to Issues Etc. full power at issuesetc.org. Old theology, new technology, issuesetc.org. Listen to what you want, when you want, Issues Etc.
Wouldn't it be great if more of your fellow parishioners listened to Issues Etc.? Well, here's an easy way for you to publicize Issues Etc. at your church. Go to the support page of our website, issuesetc.org, and you'll find a short paragraph to include in your weekly church bulletin. Copy and paste the text for your church secretary or pastor to include each week in the Sunday bulletin. The bulletin blurb is updated weekly, issuesetc.org. Stay connected, issuesetc.org.
Talk radio for the thinking Christian. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Did you know that you can listen to Issues Etc. live on most smartphones? Just go to the Listen Live page of our website, issuesetc.org, click the smartphone link, and you can listen on your smartphone weekday afternoons between 3 to 5 Central. Old theology, new technology, Issues Etc. now broadcasting live to the world on most smartphones. Issues Etc. issuesetc.org.
Here are two new ways that you can promote Issues Etc. The Issues Etc. business card and the Issues Etc. bulletin board flyer. Simply go to the support page at issuesetc.org, click Issues Etc. business cards, print the page on suitable stock paper, and cut along the lines. We also have an 8.5 by 11 inch flyer for the bulletin board at your church. Issuesetc.org. Go to the support page, click Issues Etc. bulletin board flyer, and print.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. Back to the Glenn Beck message in just a minute. I'd like your reaction to it as well. I'll tell you how you can in a minute as well. had a delightful opportunity to talk recently with Pastor Matt Harrison, president of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. And as I've said to many people, I've said on the air here, this is one of those guys that's the real deal. I wish I was the real deal the way he is. The theme that he has chosen for the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod and to kind of make the focus of his time as its leader is Witness, Mercy, Life Together. And you actually have an opportunity in the Issues Etc. book / DVD of the month to experience some of that teaching from President Harrison himself. It's a book and a DVD, Witness, Mercy, Life Together. It's the Issues Etc. book of the month for November. You can find out more at our website, issuesetc.org. A link to both the DVD and the book over there in the sidebar. Or if you call Concordia Publishing House, I believe, they can hook you up as well. 1-800-325-3040, 1-800-325-3040. All right, we've come to the story. He's only in his testimony. Glenn Beck is at rock bottom. He calls out and he hands everything over to the Lord. Remember, this is the Lord either defined as a Mormon or as a Christian, but there's really no way to tell. It's a Mormon, a professed Mormon, preaching, delivering a message on a Sunday morning to Christians in Arlington, Texas.
And I told him, in my arrogance still at this time, you promise me that you will take all of my sins, all of the things that I've done, and you will erase them if I just do what you tell me to do.
Now that might start answering the question as to whether or not we're listening to an inconsistent Mormon or an inconsistent Christian who happens to call himself a Mormon, preaching to Christians. He understands the promise of God is to take away all his sins, everything he's ever done, if Glenn does what God tells him to do. That's a pretty big if you ask me. I don't know if that's an if many Christians could swallow. It is an if, by the way, that Latter-day Saints have no trouble getting down. But Christians, most of them, if they sat and thought about it, God forgives you if, it might catch in their throat. It doesn't catch in his throat, and apparently doesn't catch in the ears of his Christian audience either.
In my arrogance, I said to him, you cease to be God if you break your promise. I will not break my word. You cease to be God if you break yours. I have a much more mature understanding over 10 years. I was desperate when I said it, but I meant it. And I'm never going back to that darkness ever again. God is a God of miracles. And if he can save a wretch like me, he can save anybody. When David was talking, he was talking about rights and responsibilities. And I'm thinking to myself, you know what? I have a right to be happy. No, I don't. I have a responsibility to be happy. It is a choice, life or death. Choose to be happy. I have a right to prosperity. No, you have a responsibility. You have a responsibility not to be a burden on others, but to have some success so you can help others. We have a responsibility to be able to have wealth to restart the country so we're not all slaves. You have a responsibility to protect and grow your wealth. We have a promise that we have a right to be separated from fear. We have a responsibility to not be fearful. Fear does not come from the Lord.
What Lord he's talking about, still unclear. I don't think that question will really get answered in the course of this message. This is, at the same time, the genius of somebody like Glenn Beck as a communicator, and I'm speaking only as a communicator here, And at the same time, what makes this so dangerous in a Christian church? Because what he's saying here, I mean, do you disagree? As a general principle, that rights come with responsibilities, who would disagree? I think you could probably get everyone to agree on that. That rights, with rights come responsibilities. That's almost the definition of a platitude, isn't it? He delivers it in a compelling way. People sitting in this Christian church on this Sunday morning listening to this Mormon deliver a message, saying to themselves, perhaps, wow, I agree with that. I know I heard this character was a Mormon, but man, I really agree with that. And he's going to go on to talk about Israel, and they're really going to agree with that. Now, what conclusion might they draw? Might they draw the conclusion, well, I don't know, you know, what we've learned in Bible class, what I was taught in Kingdom of the Cults and all that stuff, that must have all changed, because when you actually bring a Mormon in to preach in your church, what you hear is not that different. In fact, it may not be different at all from what I hear in this church every Sunday. What does that say about what we're hearing in church, Christian church, in some of these churches on Sunday, that a Mormon can come in and deliver a message that the people are like, heard that before and I like it again. Agrees with my Christian pastor. I just heard pastor preach that last week. 1-877-623-MYIE. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet with your reaction to Glenn Beck's message here. It was delivered at High Point Church in Arlington, Texas for their With Israel We Stand service on a recent Sunday. Or go to our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. David emails, he says, Christians believe Christ as relayed through the Bible and the Holy Spirit. Mormons believe Christ as relayed through Joseph Smith and then other revelations and then other prophets and then the Book of Mormon and then other standard works, of which the Bible ranks last. The core of the problem is that Mormonism is subject to Joseph Smith's Jesus. If the Jesus presented by Mormonism is different than the Jesus presented by Christians, then there's a problem. You have two Jesus figures to choose from. Christians claim that their Jesus is the same one of the Bible, says David. Mormons claim that their Jesus is the same one of the Bible, but the Bible is corrupted and Christendom has the wrong Jesus, or not quite right, as they might nuance their point. Mormons believe that Joseph Smith was right and that Christendom has it wrong. That is, by the way, what Joseph Smith taught, that all Christendom was apostate, had fallen away, no longer Christian. Mormons put their faith, says David, first in Joseph Smith. Mormons should call themselves Smithians, not Christians. That's pretty bright, actually. And then they would have to admit the truth that, but that's not likely to happen anytime soon. David, thank you very much for your email. All right, back to the story. He's still in his testimony phase and talking about rights and responsibilities.
I sat with Billy Graham about 8 months ago, and I was supposed to meet with him in an hour, and I think we spent about six, and I learned an awful lot from him. But one of the first questions he asked me, because I told him what I felt was coming in my life, and I needed his advice, and he sat there for a while, and he said, "You think you've heard this from the Lord?" I said, "Yes, sir, I do." He said, "Tell me how you know. How do you know when something's coming from the Lord?" I said, "Well, it doesn't disagree with scriptures, because the Lord keeps his covenants. He doesn't speak untruth." So,
before he goes on, I might be just hearing something that isn't there, but he says it doesn't disagree with scriptures. He may have misspoke. Or maybe he's saying this in a way that really only Mormons can say it, and that is, as David pointed out in his email, they can't really talk about scripture, singular, as Christians can. And sometimes Christians do say the scriptures, but they mean the Bible, the Old and New Testaments. Mormons mean the Bible, the Old and New Testaments, and then another testament. That's what it's called, another testament, which is the Book of Mormon. That would be the Second Testament, and they believe in Pearl of Great Price and What was the other one? Doctrine and Covenants. And now notice how often covenant comes into this conversation with Glenn Beck. Now, I might just be reading between the lines, but it would perhaps send up a red flag for any discerning Christian that his standard for revelation is it can't disagree with the scriptures, plural, where he may mean all those books of Mormonism. By the way, David was right. Mormonism teaches that the ones that really agree are the Mormon scriptures. The odd man out, one of these things is not like the other, is the Bible. They say it's been corrupted, and you got to read it in light of the further revelation that Joseph Smith brought to light. So is he saying it can't disagree with the Bible, or is he saying it can't disagree with the Mormon scriptures? That is unclear. David in Beaver, Pennsylvania says, after listening to the message, that was spooky. It seems Beck thinks that he has the responsibility as a prophet to save the world, or at least Jews. I thought that's what Jesus has done. Eric, thank you very much, and thanks for listening in Pennsylvania. When we come back, we'll continue listening to Glenn Beck delivering his message at a Christian church recently on a Sunday morning, his testimony, his rights, his responsibilities, and what God tells him early, early in the morning. We'll be right back.
No gimmicks, no shticks, just straightforward preaching and teaching in accord with Scripture and the Lutheran confessions. By the book liturgy, right from the hymnal. No glitz, just Christ crucified for sinners like us. We're Grace Lutheran Church in Racine, Wisconsin. Come receive God's gifts with us. Find out more about us at GraceLutheranRacine, that's all one word, .net. And like you, we're proud supporters of Issues Etc.
How do many leaders of pop American Christianity misinterpret the Great Commission? I've written an article in the latest edition of the online Issues Etc. journal titled The Not-So-Great Commission, and we'll send it to you for free. Just send your name and email address to journal@issuesetc.org. In the Wittenberg Trail feature, Kelly Klagis details her journey from parachurch fellowships to confessional Lutheranism. The latest Issues Etc. journal, journal@issuesetc.org.
Where doctrine is life. You're listening to Issues Etc.
More good news from Illinois.
This is a special commentary from the Susan B. Anthony List, named for the suffragette who was proudly pro-life.
For the first time in a decade, the state legislature in Illinois has passed some pro-life legislation. Under new law, abortion personnel are now required to report suspected cases of child molestation. Other medical personnel have always been required to do this, but not abortion providers. This unusual development in what has been a very pro-abortion state government may be harbingers of good things to come in the next election. The Life Advocacy Resource Project is so hopeful that they're offering seminars and assistance to potential pro-life candidates thinking of running in 2012.
This is Marjorie Dannenfelser, president of the Susan B. Anthony List, inviting you to join us in our battle for life. For more, go online to sba-list.org.
Well, thanks to Joel in Burlington, Massachusetts, we reached our goal. Actually, our listeners reached the goal of 200 Reformation Club members by All Saints Sunday. That was yesterday. The Issues Etc. Reformation Club is our monthly or annual giving program. And thanks to everybody who joined the Reformation Club and those who renewed your membership in the last 2 weeks and helped us reach that goal. We're listening to Glenn Beck's recent message at High Point Church in Arlington, Texas, for their With Israel We Stand service. If you're just joining us, the picture here is Glenn Beck, probably the most famous Mormon. I mean, he certainly ranks right alongside Mitt Romney in terms of name recognition. And there he is in a Christian church on a Sunday morning for a service, albeit a special service to support Israel, but at a service. Now, he is there with David Barton of wall builders, and then also a Jewish rabbi whose name I cannot remember, I'm sorry, also spoke there as well, along with the Christian pastor. Kind of a rainbow coalition of religions in favor of Israel. He's there to speak about Israel. He'll get to that in a second, but he starts with his own testimony. And now he's talking about his four-hour, six-hour meeting with Billy Graham, where Billy Graham asked him how he knows what he's hearing. That is what Glenn is hearing that's talking about his life. He's hearing directly from God himself. He started out by saying, well, the first thing, it can't disagree with scriptures. And we don't know if he means the Bible or the Mormon scriptures. That's just simply unclear. And God only speaks the truth. Now, I'd like your reaction. We are coming to you live this Monday afternoon. It's the 7th of November, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Send us an email here in the studio, talkback at issuesetc.org, a tweet at issuesetc, or leave your comment or your question at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc.
He doesn't speak untruth. So if it doesn't match, something's wrong. Second thing is, it's always quiet. I feel peaceful. No matter what the Lord is telling me to do, it comes with peace. Fear. If it's coming with fear, if I'm motivated to do something through fear, it's not from the Lord. He said, good, good. He said, a little like Yoda, but be afraid. Oh, you will be.
Now, I want you to note two things. He got Billy Graham's seal of approval. Now, this is Glenn's version of the conversation. Maybe he's truncating it. Maybe Billy Graham didn't say any of those things, but we'll just take his word for it. He kind of got Billy Graham's seal of approval on his own private revelations that he claims he is getting. God is telling him things about what's going to happen in his life. Now, when you're Glenn Beck, what happens in your life has global significance. I mean, that's pretty clear if you've listened to him lately. The revelations he claims to be hearing from God are about his place in kind of the whole big ball game. You might, if you didn't want to be charitable about it, you might want to say Messiah complex, small m, Messiah complex. But he certainly claims, just let me ask you this, if President Obama delivered a speech from the Oval Office tonight saying that he had heard from God, and he knew it was from God because it didn't disagree with scriptures, and he felt a peace about it when he got this revelation. Would that concern you? What would your reaction be? That's exactly what Glenn Beck is saying to this Christian audience. And you couldn't hear it because you're probably not listening. If you're listening on the radio, the quality may not be as good, but maybe you heard it if you're listening on demand through your headphones. The whole time he's getting amens from the audience. They're very faint, but they're there. Multiple amens from the audience. A Mormon preaching to Christians about revelations. Do you remember where Mormonism started? It started with Joseph Smith's private, practically secret revelation from God. That's how Mormonism started. Here is a Mormon preaching to Christians about further revelation he personally is receiving from God, and for which he got none other than Billy Graham's imprimatur. Back to the audio.
It's easy, though, to conquer the fear. And I come to you today to tell you, let me get the basic Israel stuff out on the table. First of all, Israel has a right and a responsibility to exist as a Jewish state with defensible borders. Two, Israel is not an oppressor nation, and they have the responsibility to remain that way. Three, Israel is not engaging in genocide. Anyone who thinks they are, go crack open a history book and look up what genocide is. And four, it's not a state of apartheid. I know apartheid state exists with the Palestinians, and it is not Israel. It is other nations. And I just got back from South Africa. I've seen what apartheid does, what it was, and how it was conquered. Period. That is where we need to stand on Israel. And if people are engaging you in nonsense like that, dismiss them.
Okay, now he didn't just suddenly launch into Israel stuff for no reason. The reason he was invited to speak at this Christian church on a Sunday morning for a service dedicated to the theme, "With Israel We Stand," was so that he could come and deliver his pro-Israel message. Now, I still haven't sorted this one out myself, whether or not Glenn has got on the train, the bandwagon of American evangelicalism and its wrong-headed support for theological support for Israel, or whether Glenn is operating from a different foundation, a Mormon one, which holds, among other things, that the lost, so-called lost tribes of Israel emigrated to North America in ancient times and took up residence as the Native Americans. And if you read the Book of Mormon and the other narratives of their scriptures, the rest of this stuff ensued, eventually leading to the revelation of the Book of Mormon in the Golden Tablets, which were found thousands of years later, hundreds of years later, by Joseph Smith. You can't dismiss the possibility that Glenn is working from a completely not— Glenn may not be a dispensationalist in his views. He may not even have a Christian foundation for his support for Israel. It might be an entirely Mormon support for Israel, one based in their false history of ancient Israel. I don't know. All I know is his Christian audience is eating it up.
Coming in September, and I think this is why the Lord— look, I didn't want to go to Israel. I got a note, to be real honest with you, from my business partner as I was in South Africa. And I just said to him, "How's the staff? The Lord is taking me on a journey, and I don't have a right to ask anyone to come on that journey with me. I have people who signed up to do television or radio, not to be standing next to a guy who's saying things that the entire world says is dangerous and crazy and we're going to kill you for. I don't have a right to ask anyone to stand by me." And I thought I had made that clear to my staff, but when they got to Jerusalem and there were shootings, the biggest number of death in a long time, and then they found three suicide vests in the old city of Jerusalem the day before, and Jerusalem was on its highest alert it has been on for a long time. And I looked and I saw the fear in the eyes of many members of my staff. They were the ones who hadn't done their homework yet, who hadn't decided, "We are in an epic battle. This is a war. It's a spiritual war." And my business partner said to me, "You almost lost about half the staff this week." He said, "You got to slow down. You got to slow down." And my message to them when I get back to New York is, "I love you. And you don't ever have to stand with me. And you can have a job for the rest of your life. You don't have to stand with me. But I am not slowing down. For those who want to go with me, buckle up."
I don't know. He is always so oblique. If you listen to his radio show, he's always so oblique about this thing, these things that are coming that he's going to be doing. And it turns out to be an internet television program. These events that he's going to be doing, he did this back in last year in August. Remember the 28 10 or whatever it was that they did on the mall. And it turned out to be, well, kind of a political rally, a Mormon history lesson for Americans. Lots of Christians there clapping too. Really strange stuff. And now, maybe he's just talking about his plans for expanding his business and his media empire, which more power to him if that's what he wants to do. But remember, he's got Christians clapping for him, not because he's expanding his media empire, but because he claims to hear from God, a Mormon who claims to hear from God, special revelation, and he is going to go do things that's going to change the world. They're clapping, they're amening. In a few minutes, they're going to be laying hands on him and blessing him. We'll be right back. Right now, many churches are planning their budgets for the next fiscal year. Your church can support the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. by joining the Issues Etc. 300. We're looking for 300 congregations to include $1,000 in their mission or advertising budgets. Find out more about the Issues Etc. 300 on the support page of our website, issuesetc.org. Don't miss your congregation's budget deadline. Download the flyer and present it to your congregation today.
We know that you want to build your family on the right foundation from the very start, the foundation of Jesus Christ. Concordia Publishing House offers more than 8,000 products for churches, schools, and homes, dedicated customer service, and an experienced staff to help you focus on what matters most. Click to connect at cph.org. Concordia Publishing House, listening, responding, providing for God's people. Concordia Publishing House, cph.org.
It's not about you. It's about Jesus for you. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Have you heard of the CLCC? In Hosea 4, we see, "My people are destroyed by lack of knowledge." The Confessional Lutherans for Christ Commission can help educate Lutherans on being Lutheran. We treasure our Lutheran beliefs and think that all Lutherans would if they learn what we believe, teach, and confess. So visit our website, www.theclcc.org. Check out what we have to offer. Get on our mailing list, or better yet, join us. And maybe encourage your pastor to hold a seminar in your area. Just go to theclcc.org.
Christian apologist Gretchen Passantino on the importance of Issues Etc.
This is the best that Christian radio gets. And I know that anyone who listens to this show will get sound biblical doctrine and, most importantly, a complete focus on the cross and on Christ. I've done so many radio shows over 35 years, literally thousands of them, and I know of no other program that puts the cross and the gospel right at the focus of everything.
Christ-centered, cross-focused, Issues Etc.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. We're listening to and getting your reaction to Glenn Beck's recent message at High Point Church in Arlington, Texas, for their With Israel We Stand service on a recent Sunday morning. We're not going to be able to get through all of it. It was about a 32-minute address, but we will cut to the chase toward the end of our conversation on this Monday afternoon, November the 7th. Paul in High Ridge, Missouri has a reaction. He says, "I have heard Glenn Beck's mix and match. What sounds good to him perhaps sounds good to the evangelical non-denominational crowd in particular. It gets confusing when you hear evangelical legalism mixed with Jewish-type legalism. He seems to promote we are all in this together, Christian-like, and Jew, for a greater good that keeps the Ten Commandments in this life. He speaks of God and hearing God in the middle of the night, given specific messages, a bit like Joseph Smith." You're right, Paul. It's a lot like Joseph Smith. "Without the golden plates," that's a great thing. You know, Joseph Smith claimed to have heard from God, and he said it all came on golden plates, and all you had to do with Joseph Smith was say, "Hey, Joe, show me the plates." No one ever saw them, by the way. Some claimed to have seen it, and then they said they saw them in a dream or a vision. Oops, I dreamed it. All you had to do with Joseph Smith was say, "Come on, show me the plates." What do you do with Glenn Beck? He's getting this stuff mainlined into his brain. How do you know you're hearing from God? Asks Billy Graham. Well, it should agree with the scriptures. The next question Billy should have asked was, now, Glenn, you're a Mormon. Which scriptures are you talking about? And it's got to be feel peaceful when you get it. And the next question Billy should have asked was, maybe he did, I don't know, was, now, wait a minute. There are a lot of people in the world who say if it feels good, do it. Is that what you're saying, Glenn? If it feels right, it must be from God? That's a pretty slippery slope, isn't it? Paul concludes, Beck says a lot of nice things, but the tale he spins is rather convoluted. The adage, the enemy of my enemy is my friend, is a false logic which assumes that there is a level playing field when none exists. For example, one minute Christians speak, then Jewish speak, then Mormons speak, etc., but that they don't agree in reality. You're quite right, Paul. It's right to be concerned here. Thanks for listening in High Ridge. Let's get some more of Glenn's address to High Point Church in Arlington, Texas, on their Sunday service, With Israel We Stand.
Because what's happening in September? The Durban Conference is coming in September. Most people don't know what it is. Look it up. It is extraordinarily dangerous. It's all the nut jobs in the world getting together and saying, let's define evil. Here it is. Starts with an I. It is a global conference with the UN, and it is evil. Just a few days before that, they have with leftists that want to destroy America and destroy Israel, they're having marches, the Take the Banks, Take Wall Street. And it is happening coordinated in Israel and in Spain and in London, Italy and in America. That's starting on September 17th. It's an evil that I told you about if you watched my show about a year ago. It's coming. And it is only about 3 days before the Durban Conference. And then right after the Durban Conference, Palestinians roll right in to get the United Nations to declare that Israel is the bad guy. And most likely, it's going to happen. Then, as I found out when I was in South Africa, they're having another conference in South Africa. District 6 is where apartheid happened, and they just pulled everybody out, and they pushed them, and they made them live in shanty towns. It was awful what happened. Well, there's a museum there about apartheid. They are having a trial of Israel in that museum in November. And they are going to declare Israel an apartheid state. It is a lie. And as I see these things that are coming, I have been overwhelmed. I have been looking at this, studying this, and praying on this. The Lord has given me about 4 hours of sleep for about 10 years. He wakes me up in the middle of the night. This event that I had, that speech that I gave, was 2:45 a.m. I woke up. He usually wakes me up around that time. He woke me up. Read Deuteronomy. I will. 32, 34, I got it, I'll remember. And I'm laying in bed thinking, I'll remember. He knows me well enough. No, you won't. Get up now. I did. The answers are in Deuteronomy. Everything we need is in Deuteronomy. Everything. It's a counterintuitive solution. Let me start here. Corinthians. This is from the New Living Translation of the Bible. If you have your Bible open to 1 Corinthians 13. Love is patient and kind. Love is not jealous. It is not boastful. It is not proud or rude. It does not demand its own way. It is not irritable. Sometimes I'm a little grumbly, though.
Now, unfortunately, we don't have time for the rest of his exposition there. Suffice it to say, he applied it to Israel. So he goes on to talk a little bit about to rally for Israel, as he has before. Did you catch the fact that he is claiming that on a regular basis for the last 4 years, God has been waking him up in the middle of the night to give him private revelations, speeches to deliver, things like that, telling him about things that are coming? I mean, if I didn't know better, I'd say that Glenn Beck is claiming to be a prophet. That he's claiming to be a bona fide prophet of God. Not unlike Joseph Smith. We don't have time to play it all, but I did want to cut to the chase and get for you a little bit of the reaction he got to his message at High Point Church in Arlington, Texas, on their With Israel We Stand Sunday service.
You declare this, when it comes to Israel, if the world really wants to know somebody to blame, if the world really wants to know who's standing with the Jews, if the world needs a target, raise your hand. Let it be me. You want to round people up? You round me up first. You want them? You're coming through me. God is a God of covenants that he keeps. He is a God of miracles, not of fear. Have no fear. God is with us. Amen.
Don't you appreciate Glenn Beck? What a powerful message we've received this morning. We are so blessed. I feel the Holy Spirit wants us to take a moment and lay hands upon Glenn Beck and pray over him. And I'm going to ask Dr. Mike Evans to take the microphone, please. Let me have some of our elders come and lay hands upon Glenn and speak a blessing over him in the name of the Lord.
Now, that's more remarkable to me than anything Glenn Beck had to say. Look, Glenn is a Mormon. I don't expect him to say anything that is inconsistent with Mormonism. But I would expect that, well, I wouldn't expect a Christian church to invite a Mormon to come and preach. Yet they did. And even if they did, for some crazy reason, I would not expect them to bless the Mormon preacher when he's done. But they did. And I think I know why. It's sad testimony to the now near complete lack of discernment in American evangelicalism and among American Christians. They simply can't tell the difference between a Mormon and a Christian. And they don't care, as long as they say the right things about rights and responsibilities in Israel, especially. A Mormon, this is the bottom line, a Mormon preaching to Christians, to them, doesn't sound that different than what they hear every other Sunday morning. And what? Leave Mormonism and Glenn Beck aside. What does that say about the American Christian church? There's no doubt about it. Glenn Beck is claiming to be a prophet of God. There's no doubt about it. They were clapping and amening the old covenant. They might have even been clapping and amening a Mormon covenant. What was missing? The new covenant in Jesus Christ. What was missing? Well, Jesus. We got the Jesus of Mormonism, but on this Sunday morning at High Point Church in Arlington, Texas, they were happy with the Jesus of Mormonism. What does that say about the church? It is a budget deadline for a lot of congregations, and time to ask you to go to your congregation and make a plea on our behalf that your congregation join the Issues Etc. 300. It's our congregational sponsorship program, $1,000 or more in your congregation's budget, and your congregation is part of the Issues Etc. 300. To find out about the benefits of being a 300 congregation, go to our website, issuesetc.org, click support. There's a one-page flyer that you can download and print off. It not only tells you all those benefits, but it also helps you go and ask your congregation to join the Issues Etc. 300. I'm Todd Wilkin. I'll talk with you again tomorrow. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.